Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another More Than Mom episode of the Mom Hour. I am Megan Francis, here as always with Sarah Powers. Hey, Sarah, what's happening?
Not much. How are you, Megan?
I'm good. So if you are a new listener or maybe have only listened to our regular episodes, we just want to make it really clear that this is a special bonus episode that is not like our usual Tuesday episodes. Like this one, you'll probably won't get any useful advice or tips. It's going to be us talking about this, in this case, exercise. We're talking about working out, but we usually pick kind of a fluffy topic and just have fun with it. And they're a little shorter than usual. And I don't know. Yeah. This is our chance to just kind of relax and freestyle a little bit.
Yeah, it's super fun. And we've gotten good feedback from you guys that you are enjoying them. But if you're looking for motherhood inspiration and parenting advice, we have more than 150 episodes of that right in your podcast app. It's there, but it may not be here.
It may not be here because today we're talking about exercise, which I feel like is something both of us have fallen down hard on the job about lately. And so I have to say selfishly, we were going to talk about swimsuits today, but until I start exercising more, I don't feel good talking about swimsuits. So I'm hoping this will be the kick in the pants I need to get back in routine. And I've been there. Like I've been in really good workout routines before, and I know I can get back there. I just, you know, sometimes it's helpful to kind of talk through what you want to do and all that stuff.
Well, and that's the whole thing, right? About like all healthy lifestyle things is we're going to go in big swings. And if you are at a phase in motherhood where you're not exercising at all, we've been there. So it's, you know, that's just natural, I think. So I think it's okay to kind of embrace the fact that the pendulum swings, but we might both need it to swing back the other direction.
We need to swing pretty hard in the other direction, I think, which is okay. And actually, it's kind of fitting that our sponsor today is FabFitFun.
I know the fit part is what we need to focus on.
Right. We've already got the fab and the fun like down, but the fit part is maybe what we need to be thinking about right now. So FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box that features full-sized beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products, which the nice thing is they're full size. This is not like samples.
No.
You are getting a box full of goodies. The box retails for $49.99, but the value in there is it's jam-packed with really valuable products.
I think the
got ours this week.
Yeah, the value of this one for this summer, which is still available, you guys, if you go get it, we're going to save you $10, but it's still available, but they do sell out. And I think the value of this summer one is actually over $300.
Does not surprise me.
No, it's really so good much stuff. Good stuff. So a couple of things I wanted to mention from this summer box. I realized because there's a really, really great beach towel, kind of like the right thinness and big and really bright on-trend pattern. And what I realized was I have bought my kids have received cute beach towels for the last 10 years. And Brian and I have the same beach towels that we got for our honeymoon like 13 years ago.
I use like cast off bath towels that like are kind of out of rotation. So I was really excited about the beach towel actually. The other thing, speaking of the beach that got me really excited was the Kula Classic Face sunscreen. It's like a nice moisturizer with an SPF of 50 and it goes on, like you can tell it's high quality because it goes on so nice and so light. It feels amazing. And I have it currently slathered all over my body because I think after we're done talking, I'm going to go for a walk.
Good for you. You definitely are because we're going to talk about how we both need to exercise. But here's the thing about FabFitFun. The boxes are quarterly, which is just the right frequency to where like you're probably not out shopping for these really nice little, you know, decorative accent pieces and little fashion, you know, fun things for yourself. You're not picking those up when you're out and about with the kids, you guys. I know you're not because we're like you.
Nope.
So quarterly is like the perfect frequency to get a box full of stuff like your trendy friend put together for you. That's how I think of it.
You probably wouldn't buy yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. And wouldn't have time to research that amazing sunscreen that you just found. So we're going to save you $10 off your first box. You go to fabfitfun.com and use the coupon code themomhour. That will make your first box $39.99. And again, we're talking about $300 worth of stuff in there. So I feel like that's a no-brainer. Yeah. Also a great gift. I just got a whole year's subscription for my sister. And I told her it was a combination first Mother's Day and birthday and all the other holidays.
Oh, what a nice idea.
It was worth it.
Yeah, so again, that's $10 off your first box. Just go to fabfitfun.com and put in the coupon code THEMOMHOUR.
Awesome.
All right, okay. Are we ready to dive in? Okay, so I'm driving the bus this time.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a very loose. This is going to be one of those bus drivers. It's kind of all over the road, and like you kind of think when you go around the corner, you might like flip into the ditch. But really, I'm going to kind of ask you some questions, Sarah, and then I'll just kind of also address them, and you know, we'll just we'll just banter like we usually do. But first, before we get into the dire straits our current workout routines are in, let's talk about what we've done in the past and what worked. Because sometimes I think that's the key, like what you've done before that worked and then figuring out why it stopped working is a good way to figure out what could work in the future. So let me know, like, what's your exercise history? Go back as far as you want.
Well, here's the problem, right? Like, I was a professional ballet dancer, so I did not have to exercise because exercise was my job and my hobby and my art. Like, it was all rolled into one. But what that looked like, since you asked, what that looked like was from the age of, I don't know, by 11 or so, I was in class every day. So like an hour and a half ballet class every day of my life, other than, you know, vacations here and there, from when I was 11 until I was 25 years old. So I was in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. And then when I was dancing professionally, of course, that the hour and a half ballet class would just be like kind of the conditioning or the training element. But then on top of that, I would be in rehearsals and or be taking other dance classes. So I was physically active from in those years. And then I quit dancing cold turkey. And right around the time we got married, we moved to Arizona. And I was like, well, I guess I got to go to a gym. And part of my struggle is I don't think I've ever found something that worked that well since. But I'm not probably going to become a ballerina at
age you're not going to spend hours a day dancing. I mean, what, that doesn't fit in your schedule, Sarah?
No, it doesn't.
You slacker.
But we can get into that because longtime listeners will remember, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, that I actually went back to class and took an adult ballet class a couple of years ago. And I loved it. So let's set that aside because maybe we can come back to that. But going back to like what has worked. So Brian and I have joined gyms over the years. And what I have done in the past that I guess that has worked is making it almost an everyday occurrence. Because for me, if I skip a couple of days, it just feels really easy to stop
skip
going.
All of it forever. Yes.
Exactly. And I've never like been I don't work very hard when I'm there. I like a little cardio on a treadmill, like a fast walk jog. I like to do some core exercises on the mat when I'm done, like some planks and some crunches and that kind of stuff. And I either lead myself through, or what was working really well for me that I need to get back to is my Aptiv app. And I've talked about that on the podcast. And that is just audio workouts in your ear through your phone where a trainer leads you through, and you can do them with weights, you can do them with yoga, you can do them with running and cardio, but it has music, and then it has a trainer being like, okay, we're gonna run at a 5.5 speed on the treadmill for 10 minutes, and then I don't know, I just made that up, but it's somebody else telling me what to do, and that has worked really well. So did I answer your question? What worked
you
well
did,
is being a ballerina. And then also, like, what worked well post dancing days was making it very consistent. I mean, five or 6 days a week, and Aptiv worked really well for me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to piggyback a little bit on what you said worked for you. What worked for me was being a teenager.
Yeah.
That was great. When I was a teenager, I was active. Like, I was a cheerleader. I ran track 1 year. I played, you know, different things. Like, I was in musicals. I did dancing. Like, there was just lots of stuff going on. I wasn't a dancer, but I was busy. I was active. And then I had kids. And actually, when I went back to college, I did take dance classes, which is interesting. I kind of had forgotten that that was part of my life. I was taking a modern class and a tap class, I want to say. Plus, I was breastfeeding, which didn't make me in good shape or fit, but it definitely made me thin. Like, I didn't, when I was breastfeeding, I was effortlessly thin. Like, I didn't have to think about it. I had I had big eaters, and I've heard from women that that's not always the case. And sometimes you can't lose weight when you're breastfeeding. But for me,
I've heard both as well.
Yeah. It was honestly sometimes a little strange, like how much it just kind of kept me thin. I didn't have to think too hard. And because I was young, all the way up through my last baby, I still felt flexible. I still felt energetic. I just didn't, like, even though I wasn't really working out for much of that time, I felt fine. Like, I was, the other day I went with for a walk with my friend Liz and her baby, and I had forgotten how hard it is to push a stroller. Like, we went on a good like power walk. And she was eating a sandwich or something because she's breastfeeding, is hungry all the time. And so I was like, I'll push the stroller, and I'm pushing it. And after like a couple blocks, I thought, I'm kind of done with this. This is no good. So I think I just forget sometimes like how much energy chasing little kids around, yes, pushing strollers, carrying babies, being active in that way, how much energy that really does burn and how many calories that burns and how active and loose it keeps you, right?
Yes.
After that, in my 30s, I kind of went up and down. But I would say that the thing that I had the most sustained success with were frequent but moderate, mm-hmm, I'm using the word moderate sort of generously, routines, which, mm-hmm, would be like 20 to 25 minutes of cardio and, yeah, then some push-ups and some sit-ups, yeah, and, you know, just like a little routine. I had something I could do in 35 minutes and be,
yep,
done.
Yep.
When I had little kids, that was very necessary because I wanted to use that other hour of gym time to work or whatever.
Yep.
You know,
I'm just
that's
nodding.
Like.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was very efficient. And, yep, also I was doing a lot of yoga. And the thing about yoga is sometimes like the last thing I want to do is go to yoga. And, mm-hmm, every time I go, I'm so glad I did. So, yeah, glad I did. I always feel amazing afterward. And the classes I go to can be hard. Like really, they're not just stretching. It is really like, or even just breathing, which I think also has a lot of value. But the classes that I tend to go to are a real workout, a,
yep,
sweaty,
yep,
you know,
strengthening,
like,
yeah,
strengthening workout. And the combination of those things and then regularly getting outside and going for long walks and stuff really did work for me. And then about, I don't know, 9 months ago when I got this job, which I'm leaving soon, we'll talk about that in another episode, I stopped.
Yeah, you just had literally no minutes in your day.
I mean, no minutes. Like, I would try. Sometimes I would go to the gym just to take a shower.
Yeah.
Because I don't like taking showers at night because my hair gets all wonky. So I would wake up in the morning and I'd go to radio and do radio. And then I'm like, when am I going to shower? I would go to the gym just to take a shower because it's closer to my work than home.
Yeah.
That is what I use the gym for much of the last 9 months. And around the holiday, I did start to kind of get back into a routine. And I've had some success. But what's missing right now is the consistent hard work. And I'm tight now. Everything, mm-hmm, hurts because I haven't gone to yoga and I haven't stretched enough and I haven't moved enough. And so it's hard when you do that.
Do you notice
when you start to just feel tight, it's hard to get back into it.
Yes. And do you also notice your energy? So I'm noticing a big energy dip in the afternoons and I'm thinking, I'm sleeping really well right now. I got my gravity blanket.
Yeah.
The kids don't wake up at night. And I do wake up early. I get up at 5 on purpose. So it makes sense that I would start to feel, you know, that dip in the afternoon. And I've talked about how that's kind of my natural like energy pattern anyway, but I really think exercise has a big to do with that, of like sustaining energy to get through the day. I just know that exercise is so important, and I think that's
right
related to me feeling really low energy later in the day.
Absolutely. I have been taking a lot of what I call nap attack naps, or desperately wanting them, where I'm like, yeah, literally putting my head down at my desk at work at 4 o'clock, or at home, it's like 3 if I happen to be home that day. And I'm like, I really just want to curl up. And it's because, yeah, I'm not having that spike. Like, I'm not getting that oxygen and, yeah, getting my blood going and, yeah, stuff in the middle of the day. So, yes, I've noticed that for sure. So there we are. Here
we are. I want to say, okay, one place. More really quick thing. I promise I'll be quick. Because I made it sound like I went right from dancing professionally to kind of my, you know, very low-key cardio gym workouts, but I want to make it really clear that neither of those things for about 7 or 8 years of early motherhood. And I was just doing the thing you were talking about, which is, you know, wearing babies, carrying them, breastfeeding them, and then chasing around toddlers. And, yeah, I didn't even really feel guilty about it. It just literally was a season of many years with no exercise. So when I talk about what's worked, I'm talking about really the last like 2 or 3 years or, yeah, or pre-kids, because for a long time. So I just want to mention that because I know we have listeners who are like, I can't even do anything, and that's okay.
Right. Yeah, no, that's totally fine. And I think for me, honestly, going to the gym when my kids were younger, when I was in my 20s, was really more about me going to the gym.
Yep.
Not really about me being fitter, because I think I was doing fine. Like I was energetic anyway, and I didn't have a lot of time. It was like, hey, I have a gym membership, which means I get 2 hours of daycare a day.
Right.
You better believe,
yep,
I'm going to try to use it when I can, right? So, but there were also long periods of time when I didn't, because I had babies who screamed every time I,
yes,
took them to the gym daycare. So I had years where I didn't go.
Yep.
Because I would go and get all excited and sign up for a gym membership. And then the first day I dropped the baby off, there's nothing but screaming and it's not worth it.
It's
so
not worth it.
Yeah.
For a workout that you don't feel like super a huge desire to do.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's like, okay, we'll skip again.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. So now going forward.
All right.
What do you feel like would work for you in the future? And I'm curious about this because I'm trying to, I mean, I'm 40 now and you'll be there at some point soon enough.
Yeah, only a couple years behind you.
Like, in what way does exercise serve a different purpose now maybe than it did? And like, what are we trying to get out of it? That's really the kind of big picture mental place I'm in right now, rather than just like showing up every day and doing the same thing I've always done and isn't going to get me the same effortless results as it did anyway. Like, what am I in this for? And what do I want to, how do I want my body to feel look? How would I feel good about that?
I love that question. And actually, I didn't know you were going to ask that, but I feel like I have a good answer for that. And that is like overall heart health and stress management, I think is the number one benefit to me right now of exercise, specifically cardio. And I just realized that as I get older, I've always run high on stress and stuff, tension, I would say. But I realize that as I get older, my body manifests that physically in various ways. Mm-hmm. And so I know the science is there. I know anecdotally, I know from myself that regular exercise is like, it's the number one thing that will just help with overall stress management. And my life isn't particularly stressful. My body can feel stressed even if my mind doesn't. Does that make sense? Like
Sure.
And I think I'm getting more sensitive. I told this to you, but I haven't mentioned it on the show. I cut my caffeine intake in half because my body was responding to caffeine in a way that it never used to. And I didn't ever have a lot of caffeine, but I really believe that those things change in our bodies as we get older. And it's our job to kind of pay attention and be like, oh, maybe I'm not 25 anymore. So I think for me, what I'm in it for is I'm almost encouraged to see what, like, how good could I feel physically and mentally if I were exercising, really exercising 45 minutes, 4 or 5 days a week? Because I don't think I've given myself that chance to really see. I was for a little while with my Aptiv app. I was doing some actual running and sweating. But I really think that that's a overall wellness and a mental health thing for me. So that's my answer.
Yeah. Okay, that's a great answer. I'm so glad you took that question that I didn't know I was going to ask you and ran with it. I put myself in life coach mode and just wanted to, you know, ask you those questions. But for me, I tend to approach exercise sometimes like the way I would approach any other project. Sometimes I overthink it. Sometimes I get more into the planning than the doing. You know how that goes. And so there's been times I've been tempted to like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I got into some endurance sport, which is like the worst thing for me. I am not an endurance. Like, come on. Like, you know how my energy levels run. I am not an endurance sport person. I am, if anything, a sprinter and then a rester. like little sprints and then much rest. But I have thought about getting into something competitive. And then I realized, like, I'm not a very competitive person.
Right.
So that's not going to work for me. So I kind of explored that, you know, the whole idea of running races or doing like triathlons. I know I have so many friends who do stuff like, who do things like that. And that is not enough to get me up out of bed in the morning or whatever, or make me, you know, running late at night or whatever. So for me, it really just has to feel good. I think really outdoorsy stuff is going to be my key in the future. Mm-hmm. And I think I need to set up my life in a way that makes that work, considering I live in Michigan, which is difficult, right? There's plenty of outdoor recreation to be had, but it just requires planning.
Yes.
It requires equipment. It requires wardrobe, and it requires you to be willing to take those first few steps out the door on a day where it's cold.
And there's
the last thing you want to do.
Yeah, and there's a lot more unpredictability because of weather and time changes and what time it gets light or what time it gets dark. Whereas it's almost like, I almost wonder if you had like a filler that felt really good, like yoga or the gym. And so that you always had both options, but doing one was non-negotiable.
I agree. Because it would be always too easy to default to the gym if I didn't feel like dealing with the weather, which, you know, it's almost like you have to be really set up and really just, that's your part of your day. You're getting outside every day or whatever, 5 days a week or whatever it is. And I think once I'm really good at staying with rhythms when I get into them, but I'm really bad at getting into them sometimes. So that's something that I'm thinking about. I actually love dancing. Like, I was thinking the other day, like, what do I feel like super blitzed out when I do? And it's dancing. I'm not a good dancer. I'm not a trained dancer, but I love it. So I have been thinking about maybe taking some kind of class, jazz or something, something that doesn't require. I took adult ballet. I thought it was really boring. And let's get into that in a second, because I know you went back to ballet, but you're good at ballet. And I was,
I love ballet in the way that most people don't, but it is boring. Right. Ballet is boring.
It was very boring. So there's that. And I think yoga, I really do think that that is something that I feel great when I do it, when I'm done. And if I had to point to one thing, like heart health is of course very important, like cardiovascular, all that stuff, but I want to be flexible. And right now I'm not, it really honestly disturbed me how quickly I got tight after I stopped going to yoga and stopped regularly stretching, like really within a couple of months. I couldn't sit in butterfly the same way I used to be. Like, it's weird. Like, it's creepy how fast everything started to seize up. And that is a huge predictor of your health as you get older.
Yes.
And it just feels bad. Like, it feels bad to roll out of bed in the morning and be stiff and sore. And I don't want that. So I guess my goal is health, but also flexibility. And the way I want to get there is through more outdoor activity and maybe some yoga and some dance, or maybe a combination. Maybe I can just like snowshoe and do yoga moves at the same time.
I really want to see that.
I'll put it on Instagram.
I agree. So I have this new friend, Casey, who we've just become friends recently because our daughters are in gymnastics together. And she is a performer, like comes from a singing, dancing Broadway, like, you know, her whole into even through motherhood. She does all these kinds of things, which is fun because I don't know a lot of people here who come from a performing background. And she was saying the same thing about dance. I don't think she was primarily a dancer. She was primarily a singer, but then she danced through doing shows and stuff. And she said, oh, I don't care about the dance class. I just go to any dance class that's on the gym schedule, any dance class that's local. I just go because I love to dance. And I thought, I wonder what that would be. It's so different from the way I think, because I was a trained dancer and I do care about having a good teacher and like, but that has caused me to overthink it. And she was, it was so refreshing to hear somebody who also has, you know, a pretty trained background be like, oh yeah. She's like, no, the teacher of that one's not that good, but I just go anyway, 'cause I love to dance. And I was like, oh, that's a really kind of like that approach, but it's different than how I think. So yeah, we probably both could get back to dance class. Yeah. I went to an adult ballet class a couple years ago and I did really like it. It felt good to be back. The biggest hurdle to get over was I hadn't been in the studio in like 12 years into any studio.
Yeah.
And so I was so proud of myself for kind of overcoming that. And then I went for a couple months and then I hate to say it, but work got busy. Our business took off and I needed my available school hours for work and I needed a workout. I mean, that's an hour and a half ballet class, not counting getting dressed, getting there, like stretching. So I needed that time, but I am looking at, you know, August 15th. I keep saying the date. All three of my kids are in school full time.
Who's counting, right?
So I could definitely bring that. And it's the same class is still going. It's a Friday morning class and it's 5 minutes from my house. And so I could totally do that again. And I think, but I might also just enjoy like the random hip hop class that's at my gym.
I bet you would love the random hip hop class at your gym.
Terrible.
I know that
hip-hop.
I would.
You would. I'm terrible at hip hop.
Did you ever see that movie with Julia Stiles in it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where she tries to do hip hop, but it's like the most awkward and stiff hip hop ever. Yeah. I'm just picturing
that's me. Except I get
trying to twerk, but like with a really lovely upper body
and
arms.
A perfect bun.
Exactly.
Well, but except I also like, I think there's some people who aren't good at hip hop, but who just really like it and can just let loose and they don't care like that they look like Elaine from Seinfeld or whatever. But I am way too self-conscious. So like, I just can't even enjoy it. I'm so bad at it. But anyway, that was a dance tangent. Yeah, I like I like our plan.
Me too.
Do we have one?
No, we don't have one. But I think we're starting to work toward one, right?
Okay.
So I think we're on our way there. And I think for me, honestly, right now is the perfect time. The weather is finally getting nice. And this is a great time for me to just get outside every single day and just go for a walk. Like if I walk 2.5 miles, it takes me down to the lake and back.
Yeah.
That's great exercise and it counts. And
yeah,
I think sometimes it's like we kind of feel like we have to like do this stuff in a gym or during a class.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always fit into your life. And, you know, nor does it need to. Like sometimes it's just like sometimes you can walk after the kids are in bed at night. I forget sometimes like I'm still alive just because it's 8 o'clock doesn't mean I, you know, I have to like go to sleep now. Like, this might be a time I could use, especially if I'm able to stay up a little bit later to walk or whatever it is.
Or even stretch or do like or
stretch
yoga.
Well, think about that. Like how many times have I been sitting around and it's like 8 o'clock and I'm sitting on the couch in like the most unhealthy position for my body, like with your feet kind of propped up and like you're lounge, you're doing that semi lounge thing. Yeah. That's probably bad for your back. I could be sitting on the floor in butterfly stretching right now for, and I could still be watching TV or reading or listening to music or whatever. Like I can do all those things. So it's just it's being mindful about it, I think.
And you know what I have done at certain times that has helped was, so I think I've talked about the fact that I print my Google Calendar every week. I'm totally digital with my calendar, but I print a one sheet of the week every week. And then I use that as like my map for the week. And so I will, I'll write with a pen, I'll kind of chicken scratch things on there that aren't on my calendar, but I just want to kind of earmark them on a certain day. And so I have in the past put exercise on there. I'll just write gym on the days I know I'm going to the gym, not at a certain time, but like roughly where it would fall in the day. And you could write like stretch in the evenings or like just that little,
like a reminder.
It doesn't have to like, you don't have to have reminders popping up on your phone necessarily if you don't want to, but just something. And that has helped me in the past. So just when I look at the week, I think, okay, well, definitely we'll get 3 or 4 days in this week. And then these other days, probably not going to happen, but that's okay.
So. Well, I don't know that we have a plan, but I do think talking about this helps put me in the right frame of mind. So hopefully if you're listening, you're not totally bored and like tuning out and going, why are they just rambling on about their crappy exercise routine?
I know.
Well, or lack thereof.
I think there's a lot of people in our same boat, so.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So maybe we should all like inspire each other and like, I don't know. I don't, I'm not a big one for accountability groups because you know me, Sarah, like the minute there's an accountability partner, I decide to rebel against that because I don't like the pressure.
Yes.
But maybe if it's more like subtle, like I know Sarah's kind of paying attention.
Yeah. Like a cheerleading group. Be like, exactly. Hey, how was your day?
Hey, how's
class?
It going? Exactly. We can be that for each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, if we do land on any like miracle solutions too, we will of course share them with you guys, but maybe it was just helpful to hear that we're kind of struggling.
And I think also it's probably helpful to hear that nobody, I don't think anybody starts off their adulthood with an exercise routine and then keeps it all the way through motherhood.
Yes.
And then to the other side of, you know, new motherhood, and then just keeps it the same. I think everybody ebbs and flows.
Right.
And you can always get back. Like you can always get back to where you were and then some and get in better shape. I would like to be in better shape in my 40s than I was in my 30s. So
no, I have the best fitness role models in the universe because my parents are like the most active, healthy people in the world. And it is like, and they're not like, they're not competitive about it or anything. They just both, it's like a non-negotiable priority. And it is helpful to see what that can look like through the years. Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Well, I'll link up the Aptiv app and of course our FabFitFun sponsor details at themomhour.com. You just look for the More Than Mom episode about exercise. It should be right on top if you head over. And also happy Memorial Day, everyone. This is, if you're listening when this comes out, it's a holiday weekend. So take a walk outside.
Good time to go for a hike. Right.
Bye guys. All right.